Spring turkey season is upon us, and don't be caught out in the woods without having Onyx Hunt on your phone. One feature Onyx has that is often overlooked for turkey hunting is their recent imagery filter with their elite memberships. This imagery is updated week to week, and it comes in extremely handy, especially when you're trying to find these gobble zones where these turkeys will go out in a high spot on a fresh clear cut and strut around all day long. Actually, I was just looking at it on Onyx where the timber company just came into Andrew's Club and did a very small clear cut along this creek. And I can see the high spots on the topographical map, but also I can see exactly where they mulch. And those are going to be hot spots for finding gobblers, especially mid-morning after they get off their hens, getting up on these little high spots in this fresh, small clear cut along the creek and strutting and gobbling all day long. If you want to give Onyx a try, you can actually download it for free, try it for 7 days. And if you decide to purchase, you can use the promo code Southern and save on your premium and elite memberships. So going into this turkey season, know where you stand with Onyx. Well, guys, we have some exciting news for you from Vortex about their brand new eyewear, their Banshee and Jackal sunglasses. Me and Andrew have had these for a few weeks now, right before the release, and we've been extremely impressed. They're awesome glasses, guys. And listen, if you're needing some new sunglasses, not only do they have the VIP warranty, but they're tough as crap, guys. Scratch resistant eyewear, it's extremely important. And also, they have safety features as well. So when you're out shooting at the range, again, these are rated glasses, so you are going to be more than protected when you're at the range. But they also look fantastic when you're out around town. So right now, Vortex has some special pricing on their website, which is vortexoptics.com for the new eyewear. But also, if you use the code Southern20, you get to save even more on this special pricing for right now at vortexoptics.com. Again, check out the new eyewear from vortexoptics.com and use the promo code Southern20 to save on their brand new eyewear.
If you live in the Gulf Coast region, you need to find yourself at the EcoWild Expo May 10th through the 12th in Mobile. It is the premier outdoor expo for the Gulf Coast region, and we're going to be there. We're going to have a booth. We're super excited about it. Can't wait to meet you guys that live down there. We absolutely love the Gulf Coast region, so to be a part of this show, we're super excited about. We're going to have past podcast guests there at our booth for you to talk to, guys who are relevant for your area, who you can talk to, you can pick their brain, you can joke with them, laugh with them, tell them your story, whatever you want to do. It's going to be awesome time. We're already working on some past podcast guests, but hey, if you live in this area and you have a suggestion for someone you want to see at that show, write in and we'll see if we can get them. There's going to be all kinds of exhibitors at the show that are focused on hunting, fishing, conservation, and recreation. There's going to be activities for the whole family there. They got axe throwing, archery. They're going to have our podcast booth. And then for the kids, they got touch tanks, a honeybee exhibition, a raptor show, kids fishing tank, BB gun range, and a butterfly house. So you're going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. It's going to be an awesome time. So head on over to EcoWildExpo.com to get more information on the show and to go ahead and grab your tickets. And hey, mark it on your calendar. May 10th through the 12th. Be there. We want to see you and we're excited to talk to you. So we'll see you at the EcoWild Expo this May 10th through the 12th at the Mobile Convention Center in Mobile, Alabama.
All right, guys, what's going on? It is Jacob Myers with the Southern Outdoorsman, and we have the one and only Andrew Maxwell on with us today, like always. But anyways, guys, we've had a heck of a weekend this weekend, absolutely getting our butts handed to us every which way. As if you watched our last episode with Catman, old Jonathan Bone Catman Outdoors on YouTube, probably saw the end of that video how we talked about we had a bag full of nothing, and that was this weekend. So, Andrew, what's going on, man?
I'm feeling like how you're feeling, which means that I feel like someone just beat me up with a crowbar and I didn't kill a turkey.
Dude, straight struggle fest right now. Like this is the highest energy I've had since this morning when we had those five birds gobbling. That's it. Like ever since then, completely downhill.
Yeah, it's been a suck fest.
Yep.
It's been a tough year.
It's all good. We got a long season left ahead with the states we got. So, not a big deal. But, all right, guys, we're just going to get to the point. Right off the bat, giveaway went fantastic. We appreciate everybody that went into the giveaway and registered to win. Andrew, before we kind of announce the winner, you got anything you want to say about the giveaway before we kind of announce who won?
Yeah, I want to say thanks to everyone who shared it and participated. We were a little bit blown away by the numbers. I reached, oh gosh, how many, like 200,000 people or something like that. Like, that's crazy. So thanks everybody for sharing that. We appreciate it. And out of the, okay, so let's see. It reached roughly 200,000 people, and about almost 80,000 of those people actually watched the video, and then roughly 1,200 of those people actually entered to win. So there's a bunch of lazy folks out there that didn't care too much about winning a gun, because out of all the people that saw it, we only had about 1,200 entries, which is a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, compared to, you know, how many people actually had the chance, you know, you know what I'm getting at. But anyways, yes, we had 1,200 entries, and basically what we did to find the winner was we took everyone who commented on the post, we plugged their names into like a random generator thingy, and it plucks out a name, and we got a name, and then we made sure that they did all the other steps, and we have ourselves a winner.
All right. Well, just before we announce the winner, let's kind of go back over again what the giveaway was. You know, of course, guys, y'all have heard us talk about it for the last 2 weeks, but, you know, it's a custom dip hydrographic and Cerakoted Remington 870 3-inch chamber 12 gauge, which is fantastic, and that Moss Elk Greenleaf. Got an Indian Creek choke tube with it in construction 665, and then also a box of Apex ammunition, the GT number 8, 3-inch shell is a great load. That's what I've been hunting with over the last year in my 12 gauge. Now I moved to 20 gauge and freaking loaded on that. But also, again, Houndstooth Game Calls donated 3 calls, the Vixen, Country Girl, and the KB Hen, along with the Bottomlands Houndstooth hat. I'm still thinking Badlands got gun dipped and everything. But anyways, and then Onyx Maps also donated an elite membership, which gives the winner, whoever the winner is, which Andrew's about to announce, the opportunity to use their service for a year, so 1 year membership, to look at, you know, everything in the 50 states or 49 states, 50 states that they have when it comes to public private land mapping system. It's fantastic. Well, even if you hunt private land, guys, it's awesome to use. And again, maybe plan you a late season turkey hunt out of state, or be able to plan this fall for you to go out of state for, you know, maybe a hunting or a fishing trip. Who knows? So it's a pretty cool feature, pretty cool product that we absolutely love and been using for, shoot, I don't know how many years now. But absolutely love the product. But with all that being said, Andrew, let's do a little bit of announcement. Who is our winner?
All right, dude. The winner, without further ado, is Thomas Hicks from South Carolina.
What's up, Thomas Hicks?
Man, I hope Thomas Hicks is freaking out right now, because he just won a sweet package.
Yeah, that's awesome. And actually, after you know, you picked him, we drew. He was the one that, you know, you drew the name of hat, or the hat, should I say, of all the names. Kind of went on his Facebook page and kind of, you know, snooped around a little bit, man. And he's been, it seems like he's been on board, listening to the podcast for quite a while now. He actually put in for our Lone Wolf giveaway we did back in September with Lone Wolf Tree Stand. So that was pretty cool, man. But, yeah, it's good to see, you know, a listener to the podcast that's been listening for quite a while now to actually win it. So that's pretty awesome. So, Thomas, congratulations, brother. You got a awesome setup. And, again, like Andrew said in the video, I think you got, 48 hours to contact us. And we'll get everything shipped out to you, man. So congratulations on winning.
Squared away.
Yep, rocking on. Well, anything else we need to handle on that topic?
Dude, I think that about covers it. Sorry for everybody who didn't win, but thanks for participating.
Hey, don't worry. This gave me a great idea for a couple other giveaways coming up, guys. So, I'm a giveaway fanatic, guys. I love giving crap away, all right? Just because I love winning giveaways. So, I love giving giveaways and playing some stuff for you guys. So, I think I got a couple things up our sleeves for the future. Maybe do something over the summer, and especially this fall, it's going to be absolute bananas. So, guys, stay tuned. It ain't the last giveaway, believe me. We love to do some giveaways. So, awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, do a little bit of house cleaning. Well, not really house cleaning, but just kind of like what we've been up to over this last week with the hunting-wise.
First off, did you get out at all last week before Friday? This week before Friday?
I think I did earlier in the week.
You did, because you went down to a management area with Tyler Malone and had a crazy situation, right? Was that the week before?
It wasn't very crazy. It was sad.
I mean, sad, whatever. I mean, some people call it crazy. Some people call it sad. It's just kind of like women. You never know what you're getting. So.
Yeah, me. is that the status of your love life?
Oh, right, man, just got to plug it in there, you know.
Oh, God. So, no, me and my buddy went to this new place. We'd never been there before. It's not too far from where we live. So we got out there early one morning. And we thought we heard a bird gobbling way down in this bottom. And long story short, we worked down there to him. And we get set up and we do a little bit of soft calling. And he came into our blind spot and busted me trying to move the camera. Mm. He was standing there at 40 yards, busted me moving the camera around. Mm. So that really was disappointing. But pretty much all of my best hunts of the season have been in the last like week and a half. So it's I feel like my season's staying pretty consistent with like what we keep hearing on the Strut Report with our Alabama reporters, is that, you know, everyone's kind of had, I mean, or not everyone obviously, but a lot of the people that we know and we associate with and we talk to have kind of had a tough season up to this point. And it seems like it's just now getting better. And, you know, that could be a whole number of things. We're actually in the process of trying to get a biologist on here to talk about all this stuff, but we'll save that for later. But, dude, I don't know if it's because of the weather, if it's because, you know, there's more hens on the ground because we had a really good hatch. Like, I don't know what it is, but it seems like okay, how do I put this? I feel like last year, the turkeys were at the point that they're at right now, like 2 weeks earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last year, I had 3 turkeys dead by this date. And this year, I have exactly 0. This year, I've stared down the gun barrel at 1 turkey so far. And I mean, it's been tough. It's been a tough season.
Well, I mean, it's like anything, you know, from everyone I've talked to on the Strut Report, up until this point, he's talking about it's been a pretty slow year so far. But just now, you know, anyone that listened to this week's Strut Report, you know, you heard, or actually it's this past week's Strut Report, you heard from a lot of guys that, you know, I interviewed that things are getting a lot better. It's getting a lot hotter out there activity-wise. You know, birds are starting to separate. They're being a lot more vocal and a little bit easier to call in right now because they're separating up and they're really looking for hens throughout the whole day. And they're not getting so henned up in some situations and some places of different states. They're not so henned up, you know, after, you know, 8-9 o'clock in the morning. So that's good. You know, I did not get out at all this past week until it was a Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, you had that hunt, which was, you know, middle of this week. And then on Friday, our buddy Cy Colley invited us to come down and do a Wounded Warriors hunt for an organization. I call it Wounded Warriors. That's I feel horrible for not actually having the organization's name written down. But but anyways, guys, it's an organization that's kind of regionally in the Southeast region for wounded vets to kind of come out and introduce them or get them back out in the field for hunting. I know Wounded Warriors and stuff like this. This is a similar project, just a little smaller scale. And anyways, Cy was one of the guides for this hunt, this turkey hunt. And I believe there was we stayed at the house. I want to say there was probably 8 or 9 vets there. Awesome guys. I mean, all different branches of the military, different, you know, years of active service. You know, a lot of them actually either retired or, you know, stayed until they got, you know, injured in combat and then they, you know, got out. But it was just fascinating kind of listen to them. But, man, y'all seemed like y'all had a pretty cool hunt on Friday.
Yeah, we had an awesome hunt on Friday. The birds were extremely vocal. We were on them pretty much from the crack of dawn until 8:30 or so. Really, we could have had one. We just set up wrong. Like, it was a new property to all of us. Like, none of us had ever, you know, scouted it or anything. We just kind of went in there blind. didn't even really look at the map that much. But we had, I guess, five different birds gobbling, three, I can't remember. There was definitely multiple birds gobbling, and Sy ended up calling one in to about 60-ish yards, but we just couldn't see it through the brush. And what that gobbler was actually doing was he was standing in a different field that we didn't know was there. And he was probably just sitting there strutting back and forth. But we got footage of all of it. I documented that hunt pretty well. So be looking for that on the YouTube channel pretty soon. But that was a really good time. That was one of, like I said, like the better hunts have been happening in the last, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks. That was one of those hunts, dude. It was, the turkeys were acting like turkeys.
Yeah, and you know what's kind of funny is the guy you went with, Scott Carter, the vet that you guys were hunting with on Friday, first of all, turned to find out he's a listener to the podcast. He actually follows us on Facebook as well, which is kind of cool, so shout out to Scott. But also, you know, later on that day, I don't know if Sy told you, he actually shot a bird. He was actually able to kill a turkey later on that day, which is fantastic.
What?
Yeah, so killed his first turkey. Yeah, dude. So Sy left that topic out. But, yeah, so he killed a good bird later on that day, I think like 3 o'clock in one of those fields, which is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, you know, I want to congratulate him on killing his first turkey, which is fantastic. And then that evening, so I rolled up Friday evening after you left, and I was going to spend the night at the camp and everything at the house and sigh and kind of get everything planned. Well, I roll up, dude, and it's probably, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, something like that. And, dude, Sy's like coming back and stuff, and they're like, you know, talking to all the guys. And next thing I know, they're like, oh, hey, yeah, you know, so-and-so's killed some hogs. You know, we're going to go pull them out, whatever, and this and that. And they left and was doing their thing. And then we started hearing gunshots behind the camp, you know, a couple hundred yards, and there was another guy hunting out there in one of these fields. Turns out it was the field that you guys were hunting in for turkeys, and the turkeys were roosted the day before or that morning in that field. Well, let's just say this guy shot 3 hogs in that field. We recovered 2 of them. One of them we tracked for quite a while. And let's just say we either disturbed the area, if not blew the turkeys off that roost, unfortunately. So that kind of did not put us in the greatest position for Saturday morning. But then we went and recovered hogs. So Scott Carter, he killed 3 hogs. One sow that was a good-sized pig. I mean, probably 120-pound pig. Killed 2 piglets with her. And anyway, so we drug them out and took them down to a local guy who, you know, was going to do all the butchering and everything. But that was a heck of a time. And again, I kind of was able to meet Scott and everything and kind of get a lay of the land a little bit and also kind of get a feel for all these different guys that we were hunting with and sharing camp with. But, dude, that night was freaking awesome. Just hanging out with them. They were telling stories about them back in, you know, active duty and everything and just talking about family and friends and everything they like to do. And it was really cool to kind of see all these people's different backgrounds because, you know, a lot of them hunt, but not many of them ever turkey hunted. Like, pretty much everybody there was a green turkey, like never had gone at all. And I think a couple of the guys were able to kill a couple of turkeys. So that was awesome. But Saturday was not like y'all's Friday. Friday morning was pretty hot for you guys. Saturday, it rained like at 4 o'clock to 5:30. And thank God I bought a Manfrotto rain cover for my Canon XA11 camera. And that thing is the freaking cat's meow. I am never worried ever again about going hunting when there is a complete downpour because this thing is rock solid and I will never have to worry about my camera getting wet again unless I fall in a creek, which almost happened yesterday. So,
yeah, that can always happen.
Yeah.
I was shocked y'all didn't kill one on Saturday, but it makes sense with like y'all having to track that hog through there in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
probably definitely disturbed them on the roost.
Well, yeah, for sure. And like, you know, we weren't really hearing much activity all day, you know, just gobbling wise. You know, we get down there to the field where those turkeys, when y'all were out there on Friday, where they kind of hung up on the other side of the tree line. We were in that long field. And, you know, right off the bat, you know, first off, it's raining that morning. There's a nice little drizzle. And, dude, just birds didn't want to talk. You know, we were trying to do some locators and also just do some soft calling and just couldn't get anything fired up. And probably about 45 minutes later, we kind of worked farther down that field. And it's guys, when we're talking fields, really, these are little food plots. They're not, I mean, I don't think there was one there bigger than an acre and a half, except for maybe one of the long fields. And it was just long and narrow. I mean, it was, you know, 30 yards wide, maybe like 150 yards long. So we're not we're not talking cattle. This is not cattle farm, cattle country, or anything like that. But we've worked a little bit farther down, got set up again, and actually had some hens come off the side of the ridge across the creek from us, and cutting back at us, getting all aggressive and everything. We thought they were going to come in. Thought we had one of the hens real fired up and she was going to come in, but they never showed up. And dude, that was pretty much it. We thought we heard a very, very distant gobble from that second setup, and we pretty much just swung around. And I was amazed, dude, on the hog sign. Like, I've never hunted a place that legit has, like, a lot of hogs on it, at least not, like, private land where, like, you get fields that are, like, rooting up and crap. Because to me, on public land, I've hunted a couple places, like, where you hunt. And I've never seen that much, like, hog sign. Like, you see tracks, but I've never seen, like, really anything rooted up all that much. Dude, those green fields were absolutely destroyed in some spots, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it just smelled like hogs. It was nasty. It was gross, man.
Yeah dude. They're destructive. They'll destroy property in a heartbeat. I understand why the landowner probably wanted those guys to go out there and try and kill some of them.
Oh, yeah. They were all about it, too. But anyways, we finally got on a bird later on that day. Or should I say, didn't necessarily get on him, but got him to shot gobble or crow call twice at about 150 yards. But he was on the wrong property, which didn't really help us. And we tried to work him in, and he never would commit. But that was pretty much Saturday, dude. I mean, it was just a bust. It was hot. It was horrible, dude. That evening, Friday evening, it was super nice, calm, just, you know, clear skies. You know, it was cooling down real nice, low 60s. We woke up Saturday morning. It was almost already 70 degrees, like 90% humidity, and just muggy and just nasty. And that's how it was all day long. So, yep, that wasn't very fun. So we left there. That hunt was ended at about 11 or 12. So we left about 11:30. And all the guys kind of drove back to where they're from. It's like Scott Carter actually lives, the guy that y'all went hunting with, in Marietta. Or I think that's how you say it. Just north of Atlanta, suburb of Atlanta. And anyways, we and him are actually going to try to meet up. Might have him on the podcast. He's an awesome guy. And talk a little bit about fishing. He's a huge bass fisherman and does a lot of big tournaments and stuff, so he might be a cool guy to have on about that. But anyways, from there, driving from South Alabama, went up to North Alabama to hunt up there and actually meet up with, Tyler Malone, old Money Malone from the Southern Ground. And, dude, that was freaking fun. They had an awesome morning. Saturday killed one bird, and it didn't slow down from there for the most part. So,
yeah, most people I know up there, who I know, like people that I personally know who are hunting up there, had an opportunity at a bird, or somebody that they knew had an opportunity at a bird. So, Central Alabama is getting hot, baby. Definitely seems like Saturday was the day to be out there. Because we were just out there today, which is Sunday, and buddy, did we get our freaking butts handed to us? Golly,
yeah.
I mean, they just weren't playing.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely were on birds. That's not the problem. We were on birds. It's just second they hit the ground, they weren't gobbling nearly as long throughout the day as they were on Saturday. But again, up there, to me, I think the weather was totally different. I don't think any rainstorms came through on that part of Alabama where we were on Saturday morning. Down more South Alabama, east of Montgomery. Dude, we had, little storm cell come through and just freaking made it nasty, foggy, just nasty weather, dude. Which, I mean, I'm sure they'll gobble in that, but I don't think it helped. No, by no means. We're North Alabama, from what Tyler was saying, was a little bit more high pressure and, seemed like they were, hammering way more. I think Tyler said they saw six birds. Like, he saw late eyes while hunting six different longbeards. He had three strutters come in at one time, and then one of the ones they saw, they actually killed. I was like, dude, you had a freaking awesome morning. I think they heard 12 different birds. So,
right. Man, that's the morning that I kept telling Tyler to wait for, because Tyler's new to turkey hunting. Anybody who doesn't know, Tyler's new to it, and
like knew like 2 weeks into it or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
into it.
Like his first hunt was March 16th of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's pretty green, and I kept telling him, I was like, man, if you just keep at it, and this goes for any new turkey hunter out there, if you just keep at it and you keep going out there and putting your time in, like you're gonna have one of those mornings. A morning to remember. Yeah. I remember when me and Zach Eccles, we were like 16 years old and we could just start driving, and we were going out to the management area near where we lived. And we'd always tried to turkey hunt, but we didn't know anything about it. We weren't good at it. We didn't really know what to do. And we'd never heard gobbles really. And then we get out there one day and there's like 8 different turkeys gobbling on the roost. We heard like 150 gobbles, and we literally just did not know what to do. Like, we just sat down exactly where we were, like at our listening spot, and just sat there. Like, I literally don't know what to do now.
Yeah, which the cool thing
was to say, didn't kill a turkey.
Yeah, the cool thing about Tyler though is, you know, he was hunting with a very experienced turkey hunter yesterday and today, which I think definitely kind of not only boosted his confidence, but also he probably seemed like he learned a lot from Kevin, the guy he was hunting with. They really get a good feel for, you know, how to handle different situations. Like that bird they killed, dude, was like at 6:20. I mean, he came off the roost quick. I mean, very, very quick for him. And just to kind of see how Kevin located that bird, did a natural voice owl hoot. Bird hammered it. They were only about 100 yards. They eased up just a little bit, set up, and did a couple soft tree yelps, and that was it. And the bird flew down right to him, and then shot it like at 15 yards. So, I mean, it's kind of cool to kind of see Tyler – over this last few weeks change, you know, being a super green hunter where he didn't even know how to run like a slate call or glass call, to now be able to run it, you know, relatively proficiently for a new hunter, I believe, and just have a lot more confidence with it and kind of understand how to handle a little bit different situations. You know, he's had birds in front of him. That's the biggest thing. I think a lot of new turkey hunters, until you have birds in front of you, you really don't know how to act in that situation. And I think he's had a lot of experience with that in the last few days. And I think it's given him a little bit more confidence that now he can maybe go out there and he kind of understand, like, you know, those 3 gobblers that came strutting into him, they busted him because he tried to turn his camera and try to, like, get him on camera real quick or something like that and pick his gun up. He had his gun sit down, whatever happened. And he's like, I'm never going to let that happen again. He's like, now I kind of understand, you know, the layout, how I need to handle it, you know, how I need to have my camera situated, how I need to be a lot more smooth on my movement, much more easy. You know, no fast movement, you know, have the gun up at all times. So, I mean, you're learning from your mistakes. It's like anything else. So, I mean, that, and turkey hunting's full of mistakes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to mention that, too. It's kind of cool seeing how Tyler's come along, especially after this weekend. Like, when I was talking to him yesterday and today, I could already tell, like, he soaked up a lot of knowledge. Just, like, some of the stuff he was saying just sounded like not, like, rookie stuff. Like, you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's definitely pretty cool. I'm happy you got to see that bird die. So I think you got it all on film. So
yep.
I'll be watching their YouTube channel for that. But hopefully I can get to watch one die soon because I'm getting a little antsy.
Whoa. No, we ain't watching one die. You're killing one. We watch it back on replay on the camera because you ain't missing the kill shot. Don't be doing that to me, okay? You got it onto me enough for deer season, shooting deer without the camera on. Turkeys, come on. We got to have that bad boy running.
Yeah, I messed up in deer season.
We both did. Is what it is. Awesome. I'm trying to think. See, what do we got going on this week? I'm trying to think if anything crazy is happening. I don't think there is. I think I'm going to get back up to North Alabama sometime this week if I can. It's actually way closer to me than I thought it was, which is nice. But anyways, might try to do that. Might try to hit some Georgia public land as well. I'm trying to think if there's anything else coming up. I don't know. What do you have coming up for this week?
Oh, man, this week I'm going to try and hunt during the week at least 2 mornings this week, and then I'm going to hunt all day Saturday with our buddy Wayne Lackey,
who is the killer.
The killer.
Dude, watch out, man. Mountain man right there. Oh,
Wayne's a good dude, man. He's a good dude. He knows how to kill turkeys, and he's willing to share his knowledge, which I appreciate. So I'm going to go with him. Don't even care if I kill one. I'm just going to go to learn and have a good time and hang out with a buddy. So I'm really looking forward to Saturday. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. Awesome. Well, perfect. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we need to touch on this episode? This is going to be, I mean, of course, guys, it's going to be a little short episode. But this week we're going to be gun-ho getting you guys some new content coming out as quickly as possible. See how many videos we have right now getting ready to drop. We got a Tennessee opener, which is awesome. Guys, you're going to love that footage. Please just watch it. You're going to laugh, you're going to be entertained, and you're going to see some crazy stuff happen. All right. And really get to see behind the scenes with Rick Taylor, the Turkey Slayer. Okay. So made for a heck of a hunt. Then we hunted with Jordan Barnes as well. I hunted with Jordan Barnes. So we got that video coming up as well from South Georgia. And, I guess maybe just a little compilation video of this last couple hunts we've had together. I mean, shoot, we probably can wrap them all into one, bring you guys some cool content with a lot of gobbling and a lot of birds, man. It's a lot of birds. So you got to get onto it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So be watching the YouTube channel for that. Probably 3 or 4 videos coming up very soon. And other than that, we're right now in the process of trying to get a biologist on the podcast to talk about whatever we need to talk about, whether it be turkey seasons, the issues facing turkeys today, or just general turkey biology that will make you a better turkey hunter. So if anybody has any questions that they would like us to ask somebody like that in the event that we do get them on the podcast, please send them our way, and we'll be glad to ask them any questions you might have about anything that has to do with the Eastern Wild Turkey. So y'all keep that in mind. And if you got something real good, pull over on the side of the road right now and email us that so we know. To ask
him. Well, I mean, you can email us. That's fine. Or just shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram. Anyway, guys, we'll get your message, and we'll make sure we ask those questions that you want to be asked and answered. So, not a problem. Awesome, guys. Well, on that all being said, and I am absolutely almost delirious from last few days of hunting and very, very, very little sleep. Dude, I'll tell you what, man. Sleeping in that rental was not nearly as comfortable as I thought it would be. That was pretty rough. Sleeping.
Yeah,
guys, we crashed at a Walmart parking lot last night. And, yep, everybody in the car, sleeping in the front seat. Big storm rolled in. That wasn't the greatest time ever, I can say. But, anyways, guys, appreciate you guys for tuning in for this week. Make sure you stay tuned for this week's strut report, since it is getting really hot right now. You definitely going to want to tune into that. I'm definitely changing the strut report to be a lot more tactic-driven, so you kind of have an idea of what these guys are doing that I'm having on that, first of all, are killing turkeys right now for the first thing, but also what are they doing right now to really have a lot of success, okay? A lot of very skilled, highly educated, high turkey IQ turkey hunters. That's who I got coming on. So, again, I think you're going to really enjoy that. Also, if there's a state that you guys really want to hear from, you know, South Carolina, Louisiana, any state, you know, about to open up in the Midwest, you know, South Florida, whatever, let me know. I'll make sure I work those states in. And, of course, if you want to be a reporter, all you got to do is message us on Facebook and or Instagram and just be like, hey, you know, I'd like to be a reporter for, you know, whatever state. And we'll try to get you in the lineup for this year's strut report. So, anyways, Andrew, got anything else or ready to just wrap it up?
Subscribe, leave a review, pretty please.
Right on. Yes, guys, we really do appreciate the reviews on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to be this easier to find when someone searches hunting podcasts. And that, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And we really appreciate it. If you do enjoy the podcast, you enjoy these giveaways and everything, and you listen on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you want to call it, we'd love for you guys to leave us a review. Again, it just helps us be able to reach more people and more people be able to find out about our content. Again, we don't make any money off that or anything, but again, it's just nice to have more people find out about what we're doing. And again, if you guys appreciate that, please just leave us a quick review, and yeah, that'd be awesome. So anyways, guys, we appreciate it. Tune in for this week's Strut Report, and y'all have a great week. Happy Monday. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, we're starting to get kind of close to summer here, and you know what my favorite part about summer is? The Mobile Hunters Expo. Y'all heard us talk about it a lot last year, and we actually got to meet a lot of you guys at that expo. Well, we're excited to announce we're going to be there again. This time, it's going to be in Dalton, Georgia, June 28th through June 30th. We are going to be there all 3 days. We're going to have a bunch of past podcast guests there. We're going to have a booth where you can come by and grab some merchandise, and I'm sure we're going to be recording all kinds of podcasts there. If you're unfamiliar, the Mobile Hunters Expo is the place you need to be if you are the kind of hunter that listens to this podcast. This show was literally made for you. It is an excellent group of people that are going to be there. A lot of whitetail killers from around the Southeast are going to be there. You're going to get to talk to them, shake their hand, learn from them in person, make some connections. And guys, we get a lot of questions about, hey, which saddle should I get? Which tree stand should I get? What about this piece of gear? What about that piece of gear? How do I meet other hunters who want to hunt the same way that I do? You know, finding a good hunting buddy. The Mobile Hunters Expo is a place for all of that. So you guys, don't miss it. June 28th through the 30th, Dalton, Georgia. We'll see you there.